We're 200 some days away from the Super Bowl here at NRG Stadium, as you see the clock behind us, but Texans 360s now. I'm Drew Doherty. This is my good pal John Harris, and we got to get you caught up on everything going on in Texans land. We're going to hear from John Simon. We'll hear from Xavier Suofilo. We'll also check in with the Houston Texans cheerleaders, but we got to start with number 99 and OTAs because J.J. Watt was back, and that's good.
It was, and he talked about it the second week OTAs, that he wanted to get back out on the field and practice in some way. Look, these defensive ends got a lot of work without him out there, but to see 99 on the field, and of course the very first play of OTAs, He ends up batting a pass down and then, of course, celebrated a little bit. But look, it's his first play back, so he's going to do that. But it's just refreshing to have him out there getting some work, show that he's passed all the injuries. Got a few more practices next week in minicamp, the three mandatory minicamp, and that's it. So he wanted to get some work in, so it was good to have him out there for at least a few.
And a little bit surprising because I think most thought, you'll see him in August if you see him at all then, but good to have him out there. And by the way, Thump, I think, could be one of his nicknames if he didn't want to go with Megawatt because he's always thumping. That's a sound that the batted passes make, and he's done that a lot. But, hey, Brock Osweiler, He continues to progress. Look nice out there. Got a nice chemistry going with DeAndre Hopkins and the rest of those wide receivers.
I think what we've seen over OTAs, which is kind of nice because we see every third practice.
Yep.
So when you see every practice, you maybe don't see all the incremental changes that are being made day to day. But when you see every third practice, you start to see the progress. And you can see that with Brock Osweiler. And you can see that synergy forming with DeAndre Hopkins. And that is a nice duo when you're watching those two. But it's not just them. He's starting to find it with some of the tight ends, with Steven Anderson, the rookie, with Anthony Denham. You're seeing Jalen Strong step up and make plays. And then you're seeing the rookie, the first rounder, Will Fuller, make a number of plays, especially down in the red zone. When you think about Will Fuller's career, he was a catch and run guy with smoke screens and quick screens.
Yep.
And then deep down the field, he's starting to make plays in intermediate areas where he probably didn't do it as much as Notre Dame. So you can see that comfort level starting to grow within this offense.
And that's a component of his game that his head coach, Brian Kelly at Notre Dame, emphasized you would be able to see. You just didn't see it as much in South Bend. All right, last thing. What guy stood out to you that's been under the radar that folks haven't been talking about?
Well, when you look at the tight ends, because there a couple of them haven't been able to go throughout OTAs, it's really been Steven Anderson.
Yeah.
And then a guy that we haven't talked a lot about, but I think he's a whale of an athlete and sat out last year, Anthony Denham.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't bigger guy, but I don't know sometimes if they're receivers or if they're tight ends. Coach O'Brien called them F tight ends, which is on the closer to the receiver category than a true tight end. But those guys catch the football. They get open. They really could be weapons, and they're going to be really interesting to watch, I think, during training camp when the pads go on. That's going to be a really tough matchup, and those preseason games are going to be instrumental and huge for both Anderson and Denham at the tight end position.
You say instrumental. John, you're like an instrument. You make sweet music talking about the Texans. You're like Tears for Fears, Duran Duran, Wham maybe, a mixture of both. You'll take it. You're a child of the 80s, so you'll take it, right?
Thompson Twins, me and you?
Yeah, hey, hold me now. John, thanks for the time. Like that fake laugh, and we'll have much more Texans 360 in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.